Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 1st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Alphabet announced it plans to acquire Fitbit in a deal worth $2.1 billion. A blog post by Google's hardware chief Rick Osterloh stated the company remains committed to Wear OS and will work with Fitbit to combine the best of each company's smartwatch and fitness tracker platforms. China's three state-owned cellular carriers, China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom, began offering 5G service in the country. Pricing is based on speed rather than data used, with China Unicom offering 1 gigabit per second speeds for the equivalent of $45 a month. Beijing currently has 10,000 of 13,000 installed 5G base stations operational, and the central government wants 5G coverage over Beijing, Shanghai, Hangzhou, and Guangzhou by the end of 2019. China Mobile claims it will offer 5G service in over 50 cities this year. India's technology minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said the government has asked WhatsApp to explain a privacy breach. WhatsApp told the Indian Express newspaper that not an insignificant number of Indian journalists and human rights activists were targeted by spyware thought to have originated from NSO Group. WhatsApp is suing the Israeli company over the breach. WhatsApp identified the exploit in May and patched it, but is continuing to investigate. After launching 3.5 years ago, India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has surpassed 100 million users. According to Dilip Asbi, CEO of the National Payments Corporation of India, the lender group that developed UPI, the platform has had the fastest adoption rate of any digital platform in the country and hopes to get to 500 million users by the next 3 years, with plans to expand outside of India to places like Singapore or the Middle East. Unlike many rivals, UPI features an open architecture allowing digital wallet apps, payment banks, and startups to link freely to its platform and is regulated by India's central bank. Samsung reported its highest mobile business profit since Q1 2018, with a 32% rise in operating profit. Smartphone shipments rose 8% on strong Galaxy Note 10 sales. Samsung warned Q4 mobile earnings would decline because of the higher marketing costs and the normal post-launch leveling of sales. Profit from Samsung's main source of income, semiconductors, was less than a quarter of a year ago because of oversupply and falling demand. Overall operating profit for Samsung fell for the fourth consecutive quarter and is expected to do so for at least one more quarter before recovering. Samsung believes 5G and data center demand will increase chip sales next year. Mozilla announced it will stop supporting sideloading extensions in Firefox, citing security risks. Previously, users could place an XPI extension file inside a special folder inside a user's Firefox directory to install an extension. The method was originally supported to allow a desktop app to install a Firefox companion extension when first installing an app. In February 2020, Firefox version 73 will start transitioning sideloaded extensions into add-ons from Mozilla's directory. Firefox version 74 will completely remove the ability to sideload. Amazon announced the Amazon Voice Services skill personalization is now generally available to developers in the Amazon Skills Kit after being in preview since September. Developers can now create skills that use voice profiles set up in the Alexa smartphone app to provide personalized experiences, greetings, and prompts for recognized users. When using personalized skills, AVS devices send an anonymized string of characters and numbers uniquely generated from a given voice profile to skills to direct how to respond. Google began rolling out incognito mode in Google Maps for Android users. When in incognito mode, Google won't save location information to a Google account, update any shared location history, or use account data to personalize maps. Multiple iPhone users are reporting background tasks being killed when switching apps, causing some to lose progress in an app they switch from. iOS 13 purges background apps to manage memory. When switching to memory-intensive apps like the camera or iMessage, it will apparently kill other apps in seconds. And finally, LG announced it began rolling out an update to some 2019 OLED TVs to enable support for NVIDIA's G-Sync, the variable refresh rate technology that eliminates screen tearing by synchronizing a graphics card with the display. The feature is coming to models E9, C9, and the entry-level B9 in North America, with other regions receiving the update before the end of the year. When a compatible RTX 20 or GTX 16 series card is used, the TVs can provide a variable refresh rate up to 120 Hz. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.